What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional with Trust in Jesus Ministries. And we are continuing on our story. And actually, we are getting close to finishing up. This chapter is the last chapter that focuses in on Jacob, and it moves to his sons. So the toldot, or the genealogy, or the story of Jacob that came from Isaac is coming to a close. But last episode we had a crazy one, and now we're about to move on and move on to different country. God's got something planned to get him out of that mess that happened down there. They always, God always has a plan, always way, a sovereign way to carry out the things that he wants to show his people, man. And this is another way that he does it. So, if you haven't read it, man, we are in Genesis chapter 35, 1 through 4. So stop the tape, check it out, see what it has to say. And if you have read it, man, we're going to go ahead and jump into it. We're going to go ahead and see what God is doing, and what he looks like, and who we are, and how we can apply these truths to our lives, man. So, yeah. What is going on? That's the first question, man. What's happening in the story? It says that God came to Abraham and told him to go to Bethel. He said, go to Bethel where and make an altar. Go to Bethel and build an altar. He says, that's where I first appeared to you when you were running from your brother. He said, go there and make an altar. And as soon as Jacob heard that, he went and he talked to his family, his whole household, his family, the people that were under him, his servants and stuff. And he said, man, hey, everybody get all of the foreign gods that you have, all of these idols that you have that are in the middle of you, like everything that you have, bring them to me. He says, cleanse yourselves, man, and change your clothes. So first off, we're getting rid of idols. We're getting rid of anything that we have that is placed in the presence of God. Anything that is not Yahweh. Anything that they worship that is not Yahweh. It's like they're starting brand new, afresh, man, everything. Then he says, cleanse themselves, man. Purify yourselves. Set your hearts right. And then finally change your clothes. It's like the outward extension of what's going on, man. Rid yourself of the old things, because the new is coming. This is a whole new adventure. We're going back to the place where God has restored us. And he says because we'll rise and we're going to go to the place, it says, I'm going to build an altar. And he says, we're going to the place because the Lord has kept me. He has been with me this entire way, everywhere that I went in my distress. He says, that's what we're doing. We're following the one who is been with me. And that was his promise, man. God said that he would be with him. He would keep him safe. It's funny, too, a little bit, but I think it's because Jacob, or Israel, is saying that it is more than just what God initially said he would do. He said, go back to the place where you were running from your brother. Well, I think he's saying maybe a little bit more. He's saying to the place where I was running from my brother, and then also where I was running from Laban. Because he's even impressing upon more how God was with him in these circumstances, man. Anyway, after he said that, it said that the people went and got all of their idols and they brought them to him and their earrings. And it says that Jacob buried them under a big tree in Shechem. So, what is this saying? What is this saying? What is it saying about God? Well, I think it's saying he's faithful. Jacob declares the faithfulness of God when he says that he was with him in every way, every step of the way that God was with him. I think it shows that he's provider, because he provided for him every step of the way. Everywhere he went, there was safety as well. He was his protector. Man. And that wasn't just God. God was doing that, protecting him from, obviously, God reminded him that he was protecting him from his brother. But Jacob reminded his family, reminded his people that God was faithful in the promises to carry out, that he would be in his home, be back where he was born. And that's where he's going. Well, that's where he is, but he's just moving further in. And then as well, that he's provider because of the abundance that he has, and protector because of the safety of the turmoil, the distress, and the problems that he'd been going through. What's this say about man? I think first off, man, that we should remember the blessings of God. Remember all that God has done for us, because out of that comes joy, and out of that comes obedience, man. That's the reason why Jacob is obeying. It's first off because God told him about the things he's done, and he's like, you're right, I'm gonna follow you. But he's also been reminded himself as he tells his family. So remind ourselves of the things that God has done. But also listen to God's word and promptly obey, and then lead others to do the same. So when he heard God call him out of the place he was at to go to Bethel, he didn't hesitate. He went and he told his family, and he called them to do the same. So that's us. As men, as women of God, that's what we're called to do, is obey and then prompt others to do the same. So how can we apply these truths to our lives? The fact that God is faithful and provider and protector, and that we should listen to him and obey him promptly and remind ourselves of his faithfulness and of his provision and of his protection. Well, I think that we should notice these attributes, recognize these attributes, and let them dictate and move us in our life. Where are you at with understanding who God is? And then how are you allowing this to affect your life? Take a look at that. See how or what you know about who God is, and then how it's affecting us. How is it making you live different every day? I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.